Sam, Sabby, and DDD, and Sandy. A Royal Adventure by David Hsiao. It was summertime, and Mama, Papa, Sam, Sabby, DDD, and Sandy were in London for the school holidays. Though they had seen the Tower of London, Big Ben, and Buckingham Palace, they really wanted to see the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte. "Let's try to see them at Kensington Palace," said DDD. So that's just what they did. On their way to the palace, they walked through Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens. As they were walking, Sandy tripped on something in the grass. "I wonder who lost this teddy?" Just then, they heard a tiny cry. "Over there," said Sabby, pointing at a pram. "That baby must have lost it." Now, it wasn't just any baby. It was Princess Charlotte. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were pushing her pram. And Prince George and Lupo, the royal dog, were running alongside them. "We've got to return him," said Sam. But just as they were about to run over, the household cavalry came riding by. When all the soldiers and horses had passed, there was no sign of the Duke, the Duchess, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, or Lupo.
"Where did they go?" asked DDD.
"I think they've gone home," exclaimed Sam as she sped towards Kensington Palace. Her brothers raced after her. As they got closer to the palace, a dog bounded out of nowhere and snatched the teddy right out of Sandy's hands. Sabby charged after it.
"Come back here!
Help! Help! That dog bear-napped the royal teddy!" cried DDD.
"Naughty dog!"
shouted Sandy. After a while, the dog dropped the teddy and began to chase a flock of pigeons. Sam was about to pick up the teddy when a pigeon swooped in and carried him off high above the treetops.
"Follow that bird," Sam ordered.
"But we don't have wings," said Sabby.
DDD jumped up.
"And we can't fly."
"But we can try,"
said Sandy, flapping his arms furiously. They followed the bird all the way to the Serpentine. It dropped the teddy into the lake.
"Quick! Teddy bears can't swim," said Sam.
The children jumped into a boat and rowed to the rescue. When they reached the teddy, he was a soggy, sorry mess.
"He's full of lake goo," said Sandy.
"And he smells funny too," said DDD.
"Oh no," said Sam. "We can't give him back looking like this."
Sabby smiled and winked.
"I have an idea to make him as good as new."
They took the teddy to the nearest laundrette and popped him into a washer and dryer. Soon, the teddy was very clean and dry. But he was not as good as new. So, the children headed straight to a teddy doctor who sewed him back up until he was better than new.
"Thank you," said Sam. "Oh, it's getting late. We have to go."
By the time they got back to Kensington Palace, it was closed.
"How do we return him to them now?" Sandy asked.
"Is anything the matter?" asked a friendly policewoman. Sabby explained everything that had happened. The policewoman rubbed her chin.
"I think I can help. Please follow me."
She led them to a private part of the palace and knocked on the door. To the children's surprise, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge answered it.
"Hello,
We came all the way from Singapore to see you, said Sam.
Sandy held up the teddy.
And we found this in the grass. We brought him back for Princess Charlotte, said Dee Dee Dee.
The Duchess smiled. That's very kind of you. Prince George rushed up.
You found him.
Princess Charlotte crawled over.
Bear, bear,
she squealed. The Duke laughed. But he isn't Charlotte's or George's.
He's not, said Sam. Then whose is he?
At that very moment, they heard the sound of paws padding towards them. Lupo, the royal dog, wagged his tail and took the teddy right out of Sandy's hands. The Duchess smiled. Thank you for finding Lupo's teddy. He would not have been able to sleep without him.
Woof!
Lupo barked happily. They all laughed. Oh, what a royal adventure it had been. The end.